let's keep rolling because we've got Tom Petruro who manages Joey Danaher. So we've got the Swans, we've got the Bombers, and now we've got the manager's perspective. Tommy, welcome.
Thanks, Gary. Morning, Tim.
You're not on the airport in the airport on the way over to Europe, are you?
No, Nigel Carmody in our office looks after Joey, but I don't think he's on a plane to Paris or Spain or Barcelona, wherever he is at the moment.
What's been the communication with Joey? How's his state of mind?
Oh, Joey's okay. He understood that as a contracted player, it's never easy. The difficulty in this, I guess, in that transaction was probably the contrary to the Jack Martin transaction, in that Essendon wanted players, Gold Coast probably wanted first round picks, and unfortunately, you know, we couldn't get to an arrangement where a player was interested to go to the Essendon Footy Club in lieu of Joey.
It, as late as yesterday, did you still have some hope or belief that it might take place, Tom?
Tim, until 7:30, you have hope. You always have hope. I feel that Essendon had the door slightly ajar through the negotiations. Would we have liked Sydney to put something a bit firmer on the table? Probably, but ultimately, you know, it's when the player's contracted, the club does have the upper hand.
Were you working hard? I mean, we know how sort of this whole operation works with managers and how hard they work to get a deal done, particularly when one of their own players is involved and they try and find alternatives for that club to get the deal done. Or how hard were you working in those areas maybe to find a replacement player to get this deal done?
Oh, you can't force a player to move, Tim. Were we working hard? Of course we were. Were we coming up with options? Yes. Did we brainstorm a number of different players? Of course. But also, too, it's not our role to convince a player to go to the Essendon Football Club. It's the Essendon Footy Club's role to convince that player. Well, we don't represent Essendon. We represent our individual player in that transaction.
How's his body, Joey? Do you expect him to be able to play, to launch into pre-season?
Yeah, the surgery he had throughout the course of the year has had a remarkable difference. He's in better shape now than he has been the last couple of years. He's clearly on a break at the moment, but trending in the right direction, far more positive than it's been, you know, the last sort of 6 or 12 months.
And we're not going to keep banging on about this, but you manage Ollie Wines. Have you been bemused by the dialogue around this?
I'm not bemused by dialogue anymore, in that throughout the course of every trade period I've been through over the last 20 years, certain players' names get thrown up. Whether it's serious or not is basically where we get to. And I've got a sense now that, you know, clubs are open to improving their list, and any player is tradable. I feel like that the media has an agenda through the period. They're quite astute in terms of how they see a deal getting done. Are they assisting with looking at, you know, where Port Adelaide are at with a number of inside bids and seeing that as currency? Could that be linked to Fantasia? It's easy to, you know, put two and two together and come up with four, five, six or seven. I'm not bemused by the freedom of movement. I'm not bemused by the names that come up. No, not at all.
Are you saying, though, that Ollie Wines didn't want to or didn't have discussions, or people representing him didn't have discussions with other clubs?
No, Ollie had no discussions. Ollie's captain of the Port Adelaide Footy Club. He's comfortable where he is. He's reiterated that on countless occasions. No.
What about somebody representing Ollie having conversations with other clubs?
Nick Geeson looks after Ollie. Ollie's a Victorian. Essendon have always wanted to replace your son since he retired, Tim, to get a big inside mid. If clubs ask us about players, it happens every day. that doesn't necessarily mean there's anything to it, but we do all discuss players all the time because of the freedom of movement that we have now.
Yeah, I think it's going to continue to be the case. Tommy, thanks for hopping on this morning.
Good on you. Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Tim.